do this.
Seems that way, yeah.
I get to live here with you. Can we talk about our future?
Okay.
Can we be rebellious before we have kids?
Oh, yes. To making wonderful, terrible decisions.
You can see right in.
Check out those two. What is he, like a photographer? Oh, they're in love.
I don't think we should spy on our neighbors.
Right, man. Oh, they're...
Just because someone is allowing you to look in on their lives doesn't mean it's okay to watch.
How do we become their friends?
You want to become BFFs with the neighbors we now seem to be stalking.
We just never done that before.
What up, what up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey, everybody. That trailer that you just listened to, that is called The Voyeurs. That you can find that movie on that, not Netflix, on Amazon Prime. I didn't do a Netflix, but this is Tuesday, and I used to do Netflix Tuesday, but unfortunately, I didn't have a Netflix Tuesday, so I'm doing Amazon Tuesday today. So, Amazon Prime Movies, if you have it, it's only $13 and some change to sign up. So, if you want to check this movie out, I kind of suggested a little bit. Me and hubby was watching it, and when I tell you this movie is, I don't know if they're making these movies that give you a high anxiety when you're watching it, because it's like they're making movies a little bit unrealistic to me. A little bit unrealistic. Like they tap into a little bit of real and then tap into a little bit of unrealistic elements in movies. And I feel like some movies have to have more realistic things than less unrealistic things. You get what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm saying? So I understand you got to have the threat, the action and the drama and the suspense, all that has to be played in a fictional way. But this movie here, it started off good. You know, like I said, this is a young couple. They move in together. They are an interracial couple. They move in together and they want to start this thing. They you know, like any other couple, when you got your boyfriend, girl, y'all move in together, this is your first, it's a nice apartment too. I mean, for them to be young and successful, this is a nice apartment. Look like it's about maybe like $3,500 a month or something like that. It's a big ass loft apartment in Montreal downtown. The young lady is Sydney and the young man name is Jason. Sydney and Jason Jess Smith is the actors. Sorry, let me get this right. Sydney Sweetie, and the name of the character she plays is Pippa, and his name is Thomas. And she's an eye doctor, assistants, and she works in an eye doctor. But I really don't know what he does. I'm not sure. I think he's a computer geek or something like that. But anyway, they move in together, they're ambitious, they're happy, everything is going good until they come across this couple across the way from them with these big windows. You know, a lot of loft apartments have big windows. They come across this couple and they, you know, they're sitting having a nice night, they're talking and stuff. They look across and they see the couple engaging in sex, and that gets it gets her intrigued more, because she's more intrigued than he is. You know what I'm saying? He has this way about like, okay, it's cool, he was into it for a little bit, but then he got to a point like, I'm getting done with this. I want it just to be about us. She gets more engaging with the couple across the way, where it starts to separate them, where she tend to be more interested in what was going on over in their apartment than her own relationship. And I don't want to give too much, but I'm telling you, this movie, it tapped into a lot of things that make you really want to think about things, like how people are really fucking evil, like on both sides. How people, when you're thinking that you're doing something, trust, there's somebody out there that's way worse than you. And I don't want to give too much, but I'm going to tell you, if I can give this movie any kind of stars, I would give it a 4.5 star. Because I just felt like, I don't want to give away the ending, but I just felt like the way the ending happened and how they played the brother in the movie. I mean, don't get me wrong, he put his foot down in certain situations, but I just felt like they had him being the sucker moment, you know what I'm saying? And the way they did him, and you know, and the way she got her revenge at the end, trust what I say, it's a good movie, but it will have your anxiety on edge. And I recommend you watch this with your boyfriend or girlfriend, maybe your girlfriends, your girl, y'all have a night where y'all talk about shit. But I'm telling you, this is a movie with couples more so than your girlfriends, because it makes you look at things in a way like, okay, how people can be loving, but they have a dark side to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's my feed on it. I just want you guys to check it out. Like I said, thank you for listening to my podcast. And I hope that you can leave me a message. Please leave me a message letting me know that you listened. And I really do appreciate you. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Peace out and have a blessed and wonderful holidays that's coming up. And talk to you soon.